Okay, let's start with a feeling I think everyone listening has had recently. You open your laptop, you check a few sites, maybe scroll through TikTok for a minute, and you just feel
Overloaded.
saturated. It's this idea of content saturation. But here's the weird part, and this is what we're really unpacking today. While we feel like we're drowning in content, the businesses, the Googles, the Spotifys, they're actually starving.
That is the big paradox of the modern web, isn't it? It's the difference between having unlimited shelf space and having actual inventory to put on it.
Exactly. And that's the hook for this deep dive. We're looking at the business side of this.
Yeah.
You've got all this infinite shelf space, but you hit a very real, very human wall, the production bottleneck.
You've nailed it. Your creative team, no matter how good they are, they work in a straight line. A great article takes a day, a podcast, maybe a week, but the algorithms, they demand new stuff every hour. They're exponential.
The math just doesn't work. You can't hire your way out of that problem. So today we're looking at a piece of tech that claims to, well, break that bottleneck. It's an infrastructure called Auto Content API.
And to make sure this doesn't get too abstract, because API can sound a little dry, we're going to apply it to a real-world case study,
Yeah.
a company called BrandForce.com.
Yes, which I was looking at last night. And BrandForce is fascinating. They call themselves Brand as a Service.
It's basically high-end digital real estate.
I mean, seriously high-end. We're not talking about some random domain. We're talking mycar.com, medical.com, rentalhomes.com. These are, category-defining names.
Right. And that sets up the perfect test for our deep dive. Because if you go and buy, say, vacationtravel.com from BrandForce, what do you really have?
You have a URL, a very expensive, very promising URL.
Exactly. You own a vacant lot, it's prime real estate, but there's no building on it. And online, the content is the building. If that site doesn't have thousands of articles and videos, it's pretty much invisible.
And that's where Auto Content API is supposed to step in. The idea we're testing today is that this API is the force multiplier for BrandForce, that it can turn that static domain into a media empire overnight. But I have to be the skeptic here for a second.
Please.
My first thought was, okay, so it's another AI writer. I can go to ChatGPT right now and say, write me a post about Paris. It takes 10 seconds. Is this just a fancy version of that?
That's the most important question. And based on the documentation, the answer is a hard no. They're very specific. This is not a tool you log into. It's an industrial engine.
Okay, unpack that for me. What makes it industrial?
Think about a home kitchen versus a factory. ChatGPT is your kitchen. You ask for one dish, it makes you one dish. Auto Content API is the factory. It's headless.
Headless is one of those tech terms that always sounds a little grim. What does it mean here?
It just means there's no front-end interface. No chat window. It runs in the background, triggered by code or by tools like Zapier. So instead of you clicking a button, a process just says, okay, time to build 50 new assets.
So it's the night shift. It works while you're asleep.
Exactly. And it's built on a really clear architecture.
Yeah.
Input, transformation, and output.
All right, let's break that down because this seems to be where the it's just a writer argument falls apart. Start with input.
They call it universal ingestion. So most AI tools just take a text prompt. This API is built to take in complex assets. You can give it a URL, a 50-page PDF, a YouTube video, even just raw spreadsheet data.
So I could feed it some super dry industry report on real estate trends.
You feed it that PDF. Then comes the transformation layer, the brain. And this is the cool part. It doesn't just summarize, it uses what they call recipes to decouple the ideas from the format.
Decouple the ideas. What does that mean in practice?
It means it pulls out the core facts, the data, the arguments. It understands the concept of real estate trends, separate from the fact that it came from a PDF document.
So once it has that raw, pure information.
Then you get to the output layer, which they call omnichannel. So from that one PDF, the API can simultaneously generate a podcast script, an explainer video, a social media short, and a long-form blog post.
All from one trigger.
All at the same time. It's parallel. It's not one after the other. It's everything at once.
Okay, that is pretty wild. The sources actually compare this to Google's Notebook LM, which got some buzz recently.
It's a similar idea, yeah. But Notebook LM is more of a consumer tool. You have to manually upload things. This is the enterprise version, built for automation at a huge scale.
So let's apply this. Let's go back to our BrandForce example.
Let's do it.
So I buy vacationtravel.com. It's a monster domain, but it's blank. To get Google to notice me, I need pages, lots of pages. Paris, Tokyo, Austin, you name it.
You need thousands of pages, really.
Right. And usually when you automate that, you get what SEOs call thin content, just generic junk pages that Google absolutely hates.
Right. Thin content is the enemy. It's spam. But the API has a strategy to get around this called programmatic SEO. It's about creating quality at scale.
How? I mean, how does a machine write 1,000 unique, high-quality travel guides without just making stuff up?
It uses a feature they call deep research.
Hmm.
This is the key. So when you ask it to make a page for weekend in Austin, it doesn't just rely on its old training data. It sends out autonomous agents to browse the live web.
Wait, it's actually going out and reading websites now.
It's reading. It's hitting tourism boards, local news, Reddit threads, gathering verified facts and citations. It's basically doing reporting before it does the creative writing.
Okay, that solves the accuracy problem. But a page of text is still, you know, it's not very engaging. If I land on a site and it's just a wall of text, I'm gone.
And that's the force multiplier part. The API does something called multimedia injection.
Sound like a medical procedure.
It's way more profitable. For that one Austin page, it will automatically generate, say, a city guide audio track, like a mini podcast, and also a top five things to do vertical video.
So every single one of my thousands of landing pages could have its own unique video and podcast segment embedded in it.
Right.
And is there any actual data on why that's so important?
Oh, yeah. It's huge. The key metric is dwell time. Google tracks how long someone stays on your page. If there's video or audio, people stick around longer. The data says embedding media like this makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times.
That's the number. So by using the API, you're not just filling the BrandForce domain with content, you're making it sticky. You're signaling to Google that you're a real authority.
That feels like a massive shortcut. You're skipping that initial phase where you're just a ghost online for the first couple of years.
Exactly. You buy the real estate from BrandForce and the API builds the skyscraper on it overnight.
I want to drill down on the audio piece because I saw stockresearch.com in the BrandForce inventory.
That's a huge one.
Massive. But the audience for that kind of site, they're commuters. They want a podcast, not a 4,000-word article.
It's almost a requirement in finance now.
But making a podcast is hard. We're doing it right now. It takes a ton of work to scale.
It used to. The API documentation calls this the audio revolution. They have a feature called multi-speaker dynamics.
Is that what it sounds like?
It is. It creates a script with a host agent and an expert agent, a bit like us. They have a natural back and forth. Mm-hmm. They even use fillers like,
So you could feed it a dry earnings report and it spits out a conversational radio show.
A bingeable one, yeah. It turns data into a dialogue.
Okay, devil's advocate again. If I'm listening to financial advice, I need to trust the source. If it sounds like a generic robot, I'm tuning out.
Absolutely. But this is where voice cloning comes in.
How does that work?
So you buy stockresearch.com and you're the CEO. You record your voice for a few minutes, just once. The API creates a digital model of it.
Okay.
Then you set up an automation. Every morning at 6 a.m., the system pulls in the overnight market data. It writes a script. And it generates a daily market update podcast in your voice.
While I am still asleep.
You wake up, and your daily briefing is already published in people's ears.
That's a little unsettling, but from a purely business standpoint, it's incredible. What about the cost, though? Audio production is expensive.
The unit economics here are just wild. A traditional podcast episode can cost you anywhere from, $150 to $500 minimum?
Easily, if not more.
With the API, it's measured in credits. A full podcast episode costs about 10 credits.
And in real money, that is.
We're talking cents. Maybe 20 cents per episode.
20 cents?
Yeah. You could produce a daily show for a month for less than the cost of a coffee.
That completely changes the game. It means you can afford to cover niche topics.
Yes. It enables long-tail content. In the old model, you couldn't justify making a whole episode about some tiny stock only 50 people follow. You'd lose money.
Right. The production cost is too high.
But for 20 cents, you can cover everything. You can flood the zone.
And I assume this applies to video, too. I saw mobilekitchen.com for sale. That has to be on TikTok.
Of course. But video is even more of a headache.
You need to post multiple times a day just to stay relevant.
Which is where the faceless channel strategy comes in. You give the API a text recipe. It pulls relevant stock footage, generates an AI avatar, adds subtitles, and renders a vertical video for you.
So mobilekitchen.com could be churning out recipe shorts all day long automatically.
Exactly. And the cost savings are huge. Maybe €4 per video, which is over a 90% discount compared to doing it manually.
It really hammers home that idea of content shifting from a craft to a utility. You're just turning on a tap.
perfect analogy.
But I think I see a potential problem.
Go on.
Relevancy. If I own TradingStock.com, the content have to be live. If my factory takes a day to process something, the news is already old.
You've just hit on the most advanced feature, real-time intelligence.
The live data connection.
Exactly. The API can plug directly into data streams from X, from Reddit, from news feeds. It's constantly listening.
So it's monitoring what's happening in the world.
It's watching for what they call reaction loops. So let's say Bitcoin suddenly crashes.
Okay, everyone online is panicking, searching for why is crypto crashing?
Right. The API sees that keyword trending.
Mm.
That's the trigger. It immediately launches a deep research task to figure out why. It synthesizes breaking news reports.
And then?
Then it goes straight to production. Generates a script, produces a quick video with your news anchor avatar, and publishes it everywhere.
And the whole loop, how fast is that?
The documentation says it can happen in about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So while human reporters are still trying to figure out what's going on,
TradingStock.com already has a video explaining it.
Yeah, that's classic newsjacking.
You become the primary source because you're the first source. You capture that initial flood of search traffic.
So BrandForce sells you the address. And the API turns it into a 24/7 newsroom.
A newsroom with zero staff.
There's one last piece here that seems critical, especially for brands thinking globally. I saw domains like transglobal.com.
Mm-hmm.
But if I buy that, I'm just one person who speaks English. How do I build a global presence?
This is where the scale gets kind of mind-boggling. The API has a translation engine for over 50 languages. But it's not just text translation.
Please tell me it's not just copy-pasting from Google Translate. We've all seen those terrible sites.
No, it's much deeper. Let's say on medical.com, you publish a podcast in English.
Right.
The API will transcribe it, translate the content, and then resynthesize the audio using a native-sounding voice in Spanish, German, Japanese.
Resynthesize. So you get a podcast that sounds like it was actually recorded by a native Japanese speaker.
Exactly. It uses native voice models. It's not just a dub. It's a full recreation.
So overnight, my US-based site is also a local resource in Tokyo and Berlin.
You've just multiplied your total addressable market by 5 or 10 times without hiring a single person on the ground.
It's a lot to take in. We started this conversation with content saturation being the problem, and now it feels like the strategy.
The problem becomes the solution. You win by flooding the zone with high-quality, relevant data.
So to sum it all up, BrandForce is providing the premium digital real estate, and Auto Content API is the construction crew.
A crew that works 24/7 at the speed of light for pennies.
You combine them, and you're not just buying a domain name. You're buying a machine that builds the business for you.
I think that's the big takeaway. This is the beginning of programmatic media.
But before we sign off, I want to leave everyone with one final thought from the source material. They talk about the agentic web.
This is so important. This is the so what for the next decade.
What does that actually mean for someone running one of these sites?
Well, think about how we use the internet now.
Mm.
We search, we click links. In the near future, AI agents, Siri, ChatGPT, whatever comes next, yeah, they'll be the ones reading the internet for us.
Right. I won't click 10 blue links. I'll just ask my phone a question and it'll give me the answer.
Exactly. And for that to work, the AI needs clean, structured data. It needs authority. So by using Auto Content API to build thousands of fact-based pages on a domain like mycar.com, you're not just building for human readers anymore.
You're building for the bots.
You are future-proofing your brand for the AIs that are going to control how we all get information. You're teaching the AI that your domain is the source of truth on that topic. If you don't have that structured data at scale, you'll simply be invisible to them.
Wow, so you're optimizing for the machines that will bring you the customers.
Precisely. It's not just about filling space anymore. It's about becoming the database the AI trusts.
That is a lot to think about. If you're sitting on a premium domain name right now, it might be time to fire up the engines.
The factory floor is open.
Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.